Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Hawaii on Monday to view the widespread damage from recent Maui wildfires, meet with survivors, and fend off criticism that his government was too slow to respond to the disaster. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more.
So far, Hawaiian authorities have confirmed that the fires have killed at least 114 people on the island, but only a few of those have been identified, as a search for human remains continues, leaving Maui stuck in a state of uncertainty and grief almost 2 weeks later.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday said some people in Canada were facing horrific situations from wildfire devastation during a news conference in the Atlantic province of Prince Edward Island.
Canadians from coast to coast to coast are watching in horror the images of apocalyptic devastation and fires going on in communities that so many of us know and so many of us have friends in.
Wildfires ravaging Canada's British Columbia province are showing some signs of easing, and the weather conditions should improve through Monday into Tuesday. Though crews are still battling quote-unquote epic blazes, emergency officials said. Greece has offered to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 warplanes, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said during an official visit to Athens Monday. Kyiv on Friday welcomed a U.S. decision to let Denmark and the Netherlands hand F-16 fighter jets over to Ukraine once its pilots are trained to use them. Training by an 11-nation coalition is to be